We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
David Lewis is the president and founder of Operations, Inc., which is working with a lot of businesses across the country to help them figure out how to reopen safely. And David, I'm glad you're here. We've interviewed a couple of people trying to give some legal advice, but what kind of practical guidance are you offering your clients as they decide whether to turn that knob and open the doors for customers again?
So I think the first thing is they got to start by asking their employees how they feel about coming back into whatever their business is, office, retail, whatever it may be, and be respectful and mindful of the fact that you're going to get different responses. People are scared about leaving their homes, and you as a business owner need to establish some type of setting that makes them feel confident and comfortable that it's going to be safe to do that.
What are the top things that people are doing? Hiring someone to do a deep clean of the office. They did that at the radio station. We're still not working at the radio station, but I think that calmed some fears that the fumigators or whatever had come in and washed everything down.
So what's coming together now and emerging across the country are standards of best practices of offices, starting with distributing people in a way so that they're not 6 feet or closer to one another. Mm-hmm. Looking at means to ensure that when people come in the office, any of the common touch spaces are limited and if not eliminated. So there's companies that are closing their kitchen and their pantry or assigning someone the task of managing that and limiting only one person to touch everything in there, even down to the copier and the printing machines and, you know, who grabs stuff from that. And for God's sake, don't open your conference room. You can't put, you know, more than a few people in that room that's supposed to handle 10 or 15 or more. Mm-hmm. You got to figure out ways to continue to use all these video conferencing means to keep people separated from one another. And when you start piling all these things up, you start realizing, well, wait a second, what am I even reopening for if I'm in office? I'm retail, it's a totally different story. There, you not only have your employees to be concerned about, you have all the people who are your customers coming in and out of the door feeling, is this safe or not?
I opened a letter when I got up this morning that was in my mailbox over the weekend where they announced, my homeowners association announced that the pool is not opening primarily because they're concerned about liability issues. So I'm thinking if a homeowners association isn't going to open the pool deck, that a lot of these business owners have to be worried about whether they'll be sued by their own employees or sued by customers who come in. Is there any effort to try to mitigate the chance that there'll be unnecessary litigation or, you know, those lawyers who are out there trying to prey on the vulnerable?
So it's a really good question, and here's the formula for being able to get there. And I'm not sure we're going to get it. One is you actually need guidelines that everybody has to follow, which probably needs to either come from the state or the federal government, depending on who's going to limit the liability. And once you have those guidelines in place and everybody knows what those are, I mean, think about that. We're actually asking for more regulation in the wake of all of this in order to protect ourselves. Once that's there, then the limitation of liability can follow. And McConnell has come out and said, listen, we want to put limitation of liability in to eliminate frivolous lawsuits, but you can't limit the liability unless you establish rules that every business needs to follow. Then if they don't follow them, you know, then shame on them, and they should ultimately get sued and should be sued. But if you put rules in place and everybody understands what those rules are, you can put the limitation of liability after. I just don't know if we're going to get both of those pieces.
Yeah. And whether they'd be informed judgments. I mean, you look over the last 3 months, David, it seems like our assessment of this has changed pretty dramatically, and I'd hate for us to lock in on rules that are overbearing without a real understanding of what needs to be in place in the office environment.
And this is why it's really broken down to a state-to-state issue, because mm-hmm. each state has its own different set of circumstances, and a state that's had a minimal outbreak doesn't want to be burdened with requirements to establish safety standards that don't really apply because they don't necessarily have the kind of spread that, you know, places in the Northeast have and other states have. So that's where this becomes very tricky. It should be, in one respect, a federal government issue from OSHA that says, here are your standards for workplaces. But in a perfect world, maybe they only establish it for the states that have the highest level of outbreaks. Mm-hmm. Let the other states alone, leave them alone for the time being. Absent of that, each governor is going to go ahead and put their own rules together. And as you just said, the tougher part there is they got to put something in place today, and they got to review it every week, and they got to make adjustments every week. That's going to drive business owners nuts, but it's really the right way to be able to do it in order to set up a safe environment and a safe perception by the public that it's safe to go out to work.
I hate to ask you to look into a crystal ball, but do you think in the year that is 2020, we return to any semblance of normalcy? We're not going back, I'm told, to our studios until September. So that, you know, I'll do what my boss asked me to do. He said, would you go back and work in the studio if I asked you to? And I said, I'm fine with it. But I guess other people said they weren't. So we're not going back till September at the earliest. That seems like a long time for this disruption to continue.
You need one of two things right now. You need a treatment that makes this just like the common flu so that it's not deadly, or you need not only the vaccine, but you need the vaccine widely distributed so that people can start leaving their homes. Are either one of those two going to happen? More likely the treatment than the vaccine before the end of the year, and nobody's talking about any type of breakthrough on that. That's what we need. We need a breakthrough on the treatment. We get that, we're back to some level of normalcy. We don't. We're looking at sometime in Q1, Q2, 2021 before we have anything that looks like what it looked like back in February.
Ooh, and the damage in between has the potential to be pretty significant if it's not handled right. David Lewis is the president and founder of Operations, Inc., and I appreciate you coming on, David. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.